Hi, I'm Abby.
I'm Amy.
And this is the Just an Introvert podcast,
where we talk all things introvert.
I'm not mad at you.
I'm not shy. I'm just an introvert.
Okay, welcome back to another episode of Just an Introvert podcast. I'm Abby.
And I'm Amy.
And this will be our first episode of the new year, 2026. And how are you, Amy?
Well, I've had better starts of the year. My father-in-law did pass away a couple weeks ago. He had Parkinson's for about 10 years. It was pretty slow onsetting, but this last year his health really declined, and we knew right, around the holidays it was probably near. And so it did finally happen. So we had, memorial service, graveside, just a whole weekend of honoring and remembering him. It was really good, but definitely very draining and, still kind of physically trying to recover from all of it. So,
that's a lot.
But yeah, that was kind of the start of my year. How about you? How's it going for you?
Just tired and... Life is lifing, as we say, and kids are crazy and the world is crazy and et cetera, et cetera. So we're here, but we are here to hopefully have lift people's spirits and have a fun conversation about all things introvert. That's the plan.
Absolutely. That is the plan.
That's the plan. I know it's funny. We usually like catch up when we start the episodes, but just kind of, for the fun of it. But I'm like, oh, we actually have not seen it. Was it Christmas the last time we saw each other?
I think it was Christmas.
And probably haven't like really talked since. Dang, it's weird. But again, we are back. We are still here. We are still making episodes. You haven't gotten rid of us yet.
Not yet.
Nope. All right. Let's see if we know how to do this. All right. So we are starting with our icebreaker, which is me. Okay. My icebreaker is... As I research this, I realize it's kind of a dumb, obvious question, but we'll still talk about it. What is your favorite sport in the Winter Olympics?
Ooh, definitely ice skating.
Yes, agree. I know. I was like, that's mine too. And I look up the list. I'm like, oh, that's it. That's pretty much the only thing. There's not much in the Winter Olympics. I just learned. So,
I mean, I will, if like skiing or, those things are on, I'll have them on in the background. And I have to say, I'm not maybe quite as into ice skating as I used to be. I used to know the ice skaters, have my favorites. And now I don't really know names, but it's something that I probably is my favorite to watch.
No, so, it's fun to watch. Figure skating is my, but I was looking it up and I'm like, okay, again, there's not many, but the ones they do have are kind of insane. Like there's like, I can't remember the names of them now, where people are just like body sliding down ice. And I'm like, oh, okay. There's two different ones. Okay. Now I'm going to look it up. Cause there's like seriously, I was like, I didn't even know that these existed. Let's see. Cause it says there's like,
I mean, it
40...
doesn't surprise me because
there
are some random things that they do.
So there's like the bot, which they must have changed the name. I swear it used to be bobsledding, but now it's bobslaying. I don't know.
Bobslay.
Seriously, I'm like, okay. I just think of Cool Runnings. That's all I think of. But, and then, okay, so I don't know, luge or luge. I'm assuming luge. Uh-huh. And skeleton. I'm like, why is there a picture of a person just sliding down ice? And I guess that's what it is. I'm like, how have I never seen this before? So I'm definitely.
Well, I've
seen the keep
luge.
Eyes out for that.
I've seen the bobsled. I've seen like the four people,
but this one, like, it looks
person.
Like it's literally just like the one person sliding. Because skeleton is, let's see, skeleton is when they lay on their front, and luge is when they lay on their back. So that's the difference. But I'm like, you're literally just sliding down ice. Again, I'm gonna need to check this out because I'm like, how have I never seen this before? But no, we had a lot of fun during the last summer Olympics with the kids. The kids loved watching everything. They were so entertained. So I'm excited to show the
It is
kids
a
like
fun
figure
family
skating. Yeah.
time. It's
Yeah.
something that everybody can enjoy and
Yeah.
watch.
I just feel
So
like
I,
it's on in the background and you're like, okay, what are we watching today?
yeah.
Like, yeah.
Like I'm so out of it that Niles the other night said something about Winter Olympics. I'm like, those are happening now? What's going on?
Right.
Where
I
have I
literally only
been?
knew because Peacock, that's where they're streaming all of it. It has like the Olympic symbol on there. I'm like, oh,
Oh
the
my God.
Olympics must be coming. Otherwise, I would not have known.
I was talking to someone the other day. I can't remember who it was, but they're like, isn't it so funny that the Olympics have the most like random sports that nobody ever watches? It's not like you'd be like, hey, let's go and join the curling team
Seriously.
or the one where they ski and then shoot. I'm like, okay, where
Yes.
did they?
Who decided this?
Yes.
Oh
But
my
that's what we
gosh.
watch at the Olympics, and we're like,
Right?
this is cool, but
We didn't know it existed, but all of a sudden it's
the
like the
rest
most
of the time,
entertaining thing.
like,
Yep.
how do you even join those things? So,
Right?
so funny.
I have always said they need to have a comparison. Like in the corner of the screen, just a normal non-athlete doing what they're doing, just for like a
Oh.
oh, okay. I see how hard this is. 'Cause I'm like, how many of us are like, come on, how'd you mi-? And like, could
Right. As
never,
we're
or
eating a bag of chips on the couch.
exactly. Or I remember like when I was in my teens and I'm like, wow, these kids are younger than me. And they are, I'm like, okay, I'm officially humbled. Like, wow.
Well, and the way they make it look so easy, and then
Totally.
you try it for 2 seconds and you go, oh my goodness. So
Yeah.
that's why they're 24/7 training for
Yep.
years to
Yep.
make it look this easy, because it is not
Yep.
easy.
No, none of it is. Even the crazy stuff. I'm like, yeah, no,
Yeah.
respect. I could never
Yeah.
get anywhere close. But yeah, I'll be enjoying watching some of that the next couple
Yeah.
of weeks. But yeah.
Same. That'll
Yep.
be fun. That's
Yeah.
pretty
Yep.
good.
All right.
Okay, would you rather? So I was
Yes.
thinking, this month we celebrate, we have two, at least in my, I know we have one president holiday that everybody celebrates, but in our school district we celebrate. We have 2 3-day weekends for
Yeah,
Lincoln in Washington. So I was thinking about Lincoln, and would you rather dress up like Abraham Lincoln and go shopping around your grocery store?
Ooh.
Or would you rather stand in front of the grocery store? You can be just dressed as yourself, but reciting the Gettysburg Address as people walk
Ooh.
in.
I think I would rather dress as Abraham Lincoln and walk around because I don't know that I could get through. Definitely not from memory. That's embarrassing. I couldn't even tell you anything that's in the Gettysburg Address. Yay. Yay for my education. But no, I think also because, I live in Stockton. It's a little weird here. I could probably just pick the right grocery store and no one would bat an eye. So
Yes.
I think about that all the time. I'm like, whenever we move, I'm gonna miss. Like, you know what? I can get away with going to the grocery store looking rough, and it's fine. No one's gonna notice. But yeah.
That's
Yeah.
funny.
What about you?
I think same, because people might look at me and go, oh, that must have been a dress-up day. Maybe that's a teacher.
Yes. Yep.
Whereas when you're talking, when people walk in, I don't know, that just
That's a little much.
gives you a little like, oh, that person, are they right in the
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
head? Oh.
Which, okay, that makes me think of an introvert nightmare for me when people are, it happens at our grocery store all the time. And I don't know, like, I know they're not allowed to, minus like the Girl Scouts or whatever, they don't like sell stuff, but there's people who have like signed this petition for something. So, and I'm like, I don't know what this is. I don't know if it's legit. I don't want to be a jerk, but don't talk to me. And God bless Randall because he knows the guy. There's one guy that's always at our grocery store and he knows him. He's like, hey man, I got a new one this week. And I'm like, well, I'm gonna go get the cart. You have fun. Bye.
I know, I do. I feel bad too, like, because I don't want to seem like someone that just is not interested, but I don't know. I don't want to take the time to look, and then they want to talk a lot, and we know what it
Yes.
is with talking. And when
Yes.
you go to the store, you're just usually like, I'm gonna get in and get out.
Yep, in go mode for sure. For
Right.
sure. Yeah.
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 That's funny.
Which segues wonderfully into our topic. So we had a question from a listener. I'll let you read the question, Amy, because I know you have it, or whoever it
Yes.
was from.
So yes, this is one of our listeners. I work with her, and she said, my question, as an extroverted friend, are there things we can do to make you, an introvert, feel more comfortable in an extroverted world? And I thought that was a great question because extroverts, sometimes don't know, just like us introverts, sometimes don't know what an extrovert needs. And so it's good to have that communication. And so we kind of, get to know each other strengths and weaknesses better and how to help each other, when we're in situations that we may not understand through their point of view. So,
Yeah, it's a
yeah. So,
very, very thoughtful question. I love it. I'm
yes.
excited to dive into that. So clearly, first off, you can just talk to the people trying to get your signature at the grocery store. That's thing number one. Okay, so we'll just kind of list off some of the things that we've thought of. My first one is, I think I can speak for all introverts when talking to extroverts. I promise we don't hate you. I feel like there's that, like, oh, extroverts are always the problem, and like, no, I hope that that's never the vibe that we give off. There's truly not a like negative energy. It's more of a the differences, and how those can be overlooked, and sometimes it feels like it's easier. It would be easier to live as an extrovert in an introverted world than the opposite, being an introvert living in an extroverted world. So.
Yes.
Starting off with that. The differences are okay. It's not a bad thing, but
No, it's not. Yeah.
yeah.
So I was one of my biggest things is if I'm invited, like if I make plans with someone like for lunch, I just want to be with you. That is my expectation. That's what I want. And sometimes extroverts are just friendly people and they want to make everybody feel included. We'll be like, hey, I invited so and so. And I can't tell you how much that like ruins the vibe. And then you feel bad because you sound like you're just this unfriendly person that's like, no, I don't want to get together with anybody else. But it just changes the whole dynamic because I, was looking forward to having that deep conversation with you. And now there's someone else in the picture I wasn't planning on, I don't know as well, and that's just makes me very uncomfortable. And I've happened, that's happened a lot in my life, and it's hard to explain that because then you just sound like a jerk. Because
I feel like
I know their intention, and it's a good thing to want other people included, but that's my big one for sure.
Totally. I think like the more people there, it's like every time there's a person added, I feel like it changes the dynamic. And for me, it's like I know what to expect with like this person. I know what to expect with this person, but like combined, like how is that gonna go? No, I have a hard time with that too. And again, I get the like, hey, let's just, throw this person in there too. But I'm like, I mentally have to prepare for all my social interactions. So I'm like, if I don't have time to adjust, what I'm expecting, that can be difficult for sure.
And selfishly, like I want your attention and I don't want to have to share.
No, for sure. For sure. I think being in lots of situations in like group settings where you don't get that one-on-one quality time that you would want with someone, like I always talk about the times I've been in weddings where I really only know the bride. It sounds fun, and then I'm like, okay, everyone, the bride is the focus of this entire event. I'm not going to get the one-on-one time that I expect. So it's kind of that feeling of this is my point of contact. This is the person I want to be with. And you're like, oh, shoot, like I have to share with everyone, or I, have to like work in the dynamics of other people. But in the same way, I don't want to like steal the one person away and have all their attention and just be talking to me. Like I don't expect that from that person, but that's like ideally what I want. So, when you're intentionally planning a one-on-one kind of event or get together or whatever. For sure.
Yeah, I know. And I struggle with that at parties too. Like, I don't want to monopolize, but I'm there for them and like that's all I care about. But I know they have to like be around to talk to everybody and so
Do
yeah,
their
but I
thing.
totally understand that. And introverts might not want to talk, but one-on-one, I will talk for hours. So that's why I don't want other people around, because then it's like, okay. But it just always sounds so mean. And I'm
Like, do
not
we
trying
have
to
to
be
invite the other
mean,
person? No, I get
but
it.
it just really, really does change the dynamic. So that's probably my biggest one as an introvert, just
Yeah,
wanting
that's a good
extroverts
one.
to know. So.
One of my other ones is letting us, the introverts, kind of define what is comfortable, what is uncomfortable, and then I feel like a lot of my relationships with extroverts, there's moments of like, here, I'm gonna help you. I'm gonna like push you out of your comfort zone and like help you do this thing. And like the intentionality behind it is they're wanting to help us. And I love that. I see that. I appreciate that. But I would much rather have the definition or the, what I want help with that. Let that come from me. Don't just spring this like, hey, I'm gonna do this thing for you. And it's like, no, you're actually making it so much worse. But again, letting that come from, because there's times that I'm like, hey, I'm really nervous to do this, or I need, like, can you come with me? Or can you, like, those kind of moments, yes, help us out. Love that. But again, don't spring on, and guess what? I'm gonna push you into this uncomfortable situation. And yeah.
And it's, and again, probably well-intentioned,
Absolutely.
and they really, want to help you in that way. But yeah, just kind of, letting us kind of guide the how far that's going to go, or if we even want it to go there. Yeah, that's definitely one that's good.
'Cause sometimes I've like, most specifically with like in my relationship with Randall, like there's times that I'm like, hey, can you do this thing for me? I don't want to do it. Like, help me out that way. And there's times that's like, no, like I can do this. Like if we're in that secure relationship with someone, like we will communicate that. And I do think that's part of it too, is that like letting that wall down and having that level with someone isn't just naturally given out to everyone. It's like, okay, that takes time to really establish that. And allowing like the time and space to let that relationship develop and get to that point of security of like, okay, like I trust you and I want your help in this or whatever that is.
And something you said just kind of reminded me of, sometimes wanting to retreat, and then sometimes realizing you can't, to live in this world, you can't do all the introvert things you want. You can't be enclosed in your house and never be in contact with people. It's not healthy, and I get that. And so there's sometimes that, of course, I want to do my introvert stuff, but sometimes I'm like, I've got to, you can't live in this world and just. So, I force myself, or make, like at school, like I go in the lunchroom and I have friends, so it's not like I'm, nervous, but I try to do that more often than not, because it's so easy to, now if I need a day to do it, I have no problem. But yeah, it's always a balance to realize that, even though I need these needs met, I also am a human in this world, and we do need each other, and I do have to do things in community. So it's
For
always
sure.
trying to be the best of both worlds
Yes,
for us. So.
that's something that I feel like I've been working on lately, is trying to like push myself in some of those things. I had this realization, and I feel like just even outside of introverts, just I feel like such an old person when I say this, but I'm like, just we all are so like there's not like the village mentality, the community mentality. It's so like individualized, which can be, there's beautiful things about that. Like, don't get me wrong, I love a mobile order. I love a drive-up grocery pickup. Like, I love those things. But I'm like, no, like I'm trying to be better about, hey, if I'm gonna go pick up one item from, like the other weekend I was seeing my grandma, your mom. And there's a certain bread that she likes from this bakery by my house. And I'm like, yeah, I'll pick one up for you. And I'm like, I could mobile order, or I could just walk in, have a conversation. The girl I talked to was super nice. She complimented my nails. It was great. And I was like, hey, I'm so proud of myself for doing that. So that's just like a little side side note, like, working on those things. And again, doing that
Absolutely.
within my own space,
Yes.
comfortability, kind of on my own terms. But yeah,
Yes.
anyways.
No, I agree. And because the less and less you do those things, then you become full of anxiety to go do things. And
Yes.
so you got to do it enough that it's not some scary thing. But then I think here's another thing that was on my list, but made me think of sometimes extroverts, just say, you need to be doing this, just like black and white. And it's like, wait a minute. No, some is okay, but maybe you need more of this, and I don't maybe need as much. So, don't tell me how much I need to, be out there or whatever.
Because I
But
feel like if you overdo it, that's just going to shut you down entirely. Like,
yep.
I think of it like if you never ate a vegetable in your life and
Yeah.
you're like, hey, I should probably eat vegetables, you're not going to immediately go full vegan, raw kale for every. Like, no,
No.
that's not going to work. Like, you've got to
Right.
do it in steps. And I think same thing
Yeah.
with like some skills that like, and it feels like even setting that goal for myself, I'm like, I kind of feel stupid that I have to like learn how to have social interactions. I don't know. It's just this weird. I'm like, no, like it's okay. It's like I want to get better at this. I want, to have more confidence in those things. But
Yes.
yeah.
Yeah. And even myself today, I had a periodontist appointment, and they are the bane of my existence. I dread them so much, even more than any other medical procedure.
Yeah,
And
that's.
I just get stressed, I get mad, and I had to tell myself today, don't take out your frustration on the people there. They're here to
Absolutely.
help you. And so I really tried hard. I was very proud of myself. I wasn't overly talkative, but I was kind in how I responded and friendly, because I'm like, hey, that's not their problem that I have all this. And that, so, but I really had to kind of talk myself, because, I'm like, well, I'm okay feeling this way, but, just be an
No, I,
adult.
yep. I get
It's
it. I
hard
get it.
sometimes,
It
but.
is. And I think too, we've talked about this before, but both of us having such like socially and emotionally demanding jobs that I think
Yes.
that's something that I don't give myself credit for too. Like if it's at the end of the week and the end of the day, I don't want to talk to anyone that I don't have to or want to. Like if it's not someone that I love or am getting paid to interact with at work, like I'm
Right.
not doing it. Like, I'm sorry, I
Yes.
just can't. Versus, like, hey, it's the weekend, I'm rested, refreshed, whatever. I think
Yes.
having that too, just context of when you're doing what you're doing. Like, okay, is this realistically a time for me to push myself, or do I just need to put myself in
Right.
the corner for a little bit and recharge and give myself that time?
Yeah. And just with everything, like last weekend, I just haven't even had a day. And so I was just kind of building myself up, but then I took a breath and I'm like, okay, it's okay. And then I actually had a good conversation with the receptionist, because she was asking if anything had changed on my, health history sheet or what I'm taking. And I was, and I've talked about this on the podcast before about hormones and all that. So I looked up and I said, well, I'm on hormones. I don't know if that's something I put. And she goes, oh, and she started to ask a question. She goes, oh, I don't want to be too personal. I'm like, no, what's your question? And we just talked a ton. She's having a lot of problems and having a hard time getting the help she needs. And so we were talking, and she was kind of, trying to be like, sorry. I'm like, no, we should talk about this. This is, so it was good. So I'm like, hey, this is a good thing. And this wouldn't have happened had I,
Absolutely.
closed myself off and, did my comfort zone. So anyway, it's just a
For sure.
constant battle.
It is. It is.
But
Absolutely.
so
Absolutely.
I went off
Let's
on a
see.
major tangent there,
What's new? Welcome to our
but
podcast.
that's us. That's
That's
what's
us.
the
That's why you're
charm of
here,
our.
right?
That's right. People love hearing us banter back and forth.
At least we know. That's our assumption. No one
That's
said they
true.
don't like it, so
We
we're
do.
just going to take that as it's everyone's favorite thing.
You know what?
My
Exactly.
gosh. Let's see. What else do I have? I feel like a lot of it, I just have a bunch of sporadic notes. Some things overlap. Oh, I put this kind of that they're, depending on the relationship you have with us, what we want and need is going to look different. And I feel like that's, a very broad sentence, but in the context of introvert extrovert, like what I need from you and how that looks in one relationship is going to look so different than in a different relationship. Different types of relationships, as well
Yes.
as my relationships with introverts and my relationship with extroverts. I feel like that can sometimes get muddy, especially if those, people are all around each other. Like,
Right.
I've got this person, like someone like my dad, that's very similar minded, introvert, we're on the same wavelength, we get along. Someone
Yeah.
extroverted could see that and be like, wait, how, you do all these things with him, like why is it different here and why can't you, and I think
Yes.
that's something to keep in mind is, again, those relationships just work differently, so they're going to, externally seem different,
Totally.
but underneath the surface that's not always, how it is, and it doesn't mean anything bad or different. It doesn't mean anything bad. It's just different, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I'm glad that's, I like how you put that, because I sometimes I feel like the same way. I might be different with someone, but there's just a different level of,
Yeah, like and kind of tying into what you said earlier about we do like to yap. We do like to talk, so I could sit with a fellow introvert and have a deep conversation for hours, and then,
for real.
someone's like, let's go to a party, and like, nope, I don't want to talk to anyone. It's like, wait, but you just sat and talked for it's like it's
It's
different.
totally different.
It's a totally different thing.
It absolutely, the deep connecting stuff as opposed to the shallow on the surface stuff is so worlds apart for us.
And I that's something I've heard consistently that's so different is, like, for an extrovert, I feel like that kind of like easy small talk that, and not to generalize, but it seems it's just easy and you can just bring that out whenever. I'm like, for me,
Right.
that's exhausting. I feel like I have to do so much more mental gymnastics to maintain that kind of conversation
Yes.
than to just like, here, let's just jump in the deep end of my life. And, I would much rather do that. But
Yes.
that's not always like appropriate or easy in those kind of settings. So you're kind of stuck in
Exactly.
this, do I? And then I always get in my head about, okay, I know that I'm uncomfortable sitting and making the small talk. Can the person I'm talking to tell that I'm uncomfortable? And is it worse to talk, or is it worse to just be awkwardly quiet? Like, what's going to disrupt all of this the least? Like, how can I
Yes.
just get through? And I'm like, what's the worst of two evils?
Right. One thing I found with this last weekend, there's a lot of talking with people. And when you get talking someone one-on-one, you're forced to be on. Whereas I noticed if someone else walked up, that just relieved the burden just enough that I didn't feel like I was the one that was, having to receive everything. Like it just helped. I realized, okay, having someone else kind of be in
Like
the group.
sharing that.
Yes. Even though I totally enjoyed talking to the person, but it just helped, especially when your social battery is like gone. Like, oh, someone else walked up. Whew. Okay. I can excel a little bit and I'll feel quite as.
And I feel like in those situations, if you have, again, we both have, oh gosh, I'm dropping my water bottle. Sorry. Okay. Trying not to spill and everything. Like having both of us having partners that are more extroverted, like, having, I don't know, it sounds silly, but almost having them to like kind of keep an eye and like, hey, if I'm chilling in this conversation for a long time, I'm internally doing all the work to just be at a functioning level. So I might, to the average person, look like, oh, I'm good. I'm, just chatting away. But I'm like,
Right.
you know me well enough to know if I'm drowning, please come bail me out. Please just stand next to me to just exist and jump into
Yes.
the conversation. Help.
Yes.
Because
Yes,
again, I'm like, those
absolutely.
people that are close to us, they know when we're
Oh,
like
yes.
truly engaging versus just like, okay, I'm, not to say we're not having a good time, but
Yes.
working a lot harder and exhausting that
Exactly.
mental energy.
Right. For sure. For sure. One other one I thought of, and this one's kind of is just funny in my mind, but like, if an extrovert invites me to go to a party with him, don't leave me the whole time.
Yes.
I'm going with you, and I want to stay with you that entire time. Please don't leave me. Don't walk off.
Yep.
That's
Yep.
selfish, but I'm sorry.
No, I get it. I
I
get
want
it.
to, have all your
Well,
attention, which I know is not
yes.
always, but I just, if an extrovert asks an introvert, please be prepared to not assume that they're going to just, talk with other people like you would comfortably do around the room.
Right. Right. And like, and seeing it, from our perspective is like, hey, I wouldn't of my own volition want to go to this event or party or whatever. So I am like, hey, because I care about you, I want to go with you to this. Like, I'm offering the olive branch. Don't leave me hanging. Don't abandon me. Like, I'm, to a certain extent doing this for you. So don't like, don't make me feel like, oh, great, I did this thing and now I'm stuck by myself. Yeah.
And I'm lucky enough to have a spouse and probably you as well, who I can just hang on like a monkey branch
Yep, sure
and they
thing.
just will talk to everybody and I can just stand there and look pretty.
Yep.
Oh man, I have this one friend. I think I've said this before on one of our episodes, but at one of my schools, she's super extroverted, and she knows I'm introverted. And if I ever go to like a staff function, I told her, I said, I need an extrovert. She goes, right here. She always puts her seat, and she will stay by me. And she's
Yes,
like,
we
thank
love it.
you.
We love it.
She gets it and she understands. So anyway,
That's
but
funny
that
because
was.
at my work, I would, we haven't had explicit conversations, but I would assume the majority are introverts. So, and our, again, we work at a bigger doctor's office. So there's like five, no, six nurses, and there's like 30 doctors and 30 plus medical assistants. So the nurse group is kind of a smaller group. So whenever there's like a social gathering, it's a our text group. Okay, is anyone going? Because I'm not going by myself. There's not like the extrovert, like, hey, take us, come with it. It's always like us amongst each other, like, okay, who's are we all doing this or are none of us doing this? Like there's not gonna be an in between. Or if someone can't go last minute, yeah, okay, then none of us, we're out. We're not doing this.
Or if I'm secretly going because someone else is and they say they're not going, I'm like, okay, me neither. Because it's all different now. If you're not
Totally.
attending,
For sure.
that's
Oh my
funny.
gosh. Let's see if I have anything. I feel like I've kind of gone through most
Yeah,
of, and
I
I feel like
think
just overarching, I think the concept, which, if the whole world did this, so many things would be wonderful, that like different is okay. Different is not bad. Different is not wrong. We
yes.
would all benefit from a little bit of like, hey, seeing things from someone else's perspective, which you're never going to do if you never have that conversation. So understanding and clarifying and over communicate and all of those good things. But yeah.
Definitely. And the stories that people tell, you don't hear those things when you're not in contact, and so you miss out on
Absolutely.
that kind of stuff. So, it's like I said, I was just trying to find a balance of
Yes.
being comfortable in this world, yet still living as a human in this world.
Yes. Because we would not survive without our extroverts.
No. But we're trying hard.
We're working on it.
Yes, we are.
Oh man.
Well, this was good. I hope we gave some the any extroverts
Yes.
listening just a little more insight into how our brain works and
And in the reverse, like if any of our extrovert listeners out there have
Yes.
tips for the, now I'm like gonna mix up my words here, for how us introverts could, right? Yes, my
Yes,
brain is.
No, I'm with you.
Okay, I'm like, I know Amy understands what I'm saying, but I'm like,
You're on the right
yes
path.
yes So yeah, if there are any extrovert thoughts about how we could help be accommodating to them, because again, the assumption is the world is catered towards extroverts, but I know that's not true 100% of the time. So I know there's stuff that, on the flip side would be helpful for us to know. So
I
our
mean, it's all
messages are
about
always open.
communication and getting to know each other. And, I wish the world right now would understand that. But
Would
anyway,
be great.
we'll Save that for another time or
Yes.
never at all.
Are always talked about Patreon of
Yes, that's right. The secret Patreon. We
where
always
Amy
say
and I just
that.
yap for as much time as we record. We just
For real. For real. Oh, man.
yes. Okay. All right.
All
Should we
right.
gosh, wrap this up with
Yes.
our final two. Okay. What do you have for awkward moment from we usually say this week, but this year, what's your awkward moment from the year so
This
far?
year. Okay.
This
So
year.
I was looking, like I said, I'm terrible like at remembering stuff lately. I'm gonna blame perimenopause. So I write a lot of notes in my phone. So I had to go back into my phone and this one time I was taking Kuro for a walk and I was at a crosswalk with a light and the light turned green and I'm the type that I want to get across quickly. I don't want, you know, I see people dawdling across. It totally annoys me. Like, hey, just so anyway, I was at Kuro and I was like, I'm gonna jog across and I'm jogging and halfway across my phone flies out of my pocket and I'm like, ah. I had to turn around in front of a bunch of line of cars, pick up my phone, and I'm just like not making eye contact. And I'm like, oh, I hope everybody got a good laugh. Trying to be fast, quick, get out of their way. And then, of course, I just
That's
made
always
it
when that
longer.
happens. When you're like, I
Yes.
have a plan, I'm gonna just get this done. And then the world's
No
like,
other
nope.
time did my phone fall out, but
No.
it just, when it did, it was in front of a bunch of people. So I'm like, oh, well, there you go. Enjoy
Lovely.
the show, everyone. So
Oh my
that
gosh.
was mine. How about
Nice.
you?
So over New Year's, we had gone to Monterey and Carmel and spent with a 3 and a 6 year old, you can't go to the beach without physically going to the beach.
Yeah.
So we were on the beach and it was actually nice. I was like, oh, it's gonna be cold or rainy, and it was perfect. They played for a very long time. So
Yeah.
I was just cuddled up in the blankets. And our daughter had to go to the bathroom. So Randall goes to take her. So I'm just hanging out with Owen, and we have our little stroller wagon thing. He's sitting in the wagon eating a snack. So he's chilling. I'm just kind of keeping eyes on him. And I have so many questions about the dude. It's always a dude that's metal detecting on the beach. Like, are we making money off of that? Like, what are we doing? Just like, if anyone out there metal detects, please. Like, I don't understand. If it makes you happy, I'm not one to yuck someone else's yum, but like, do you pay off the amount that you spend on the machine? I don't know. What, like,
Is the hunt more fun
is it
than
is that what it is?
the
I don't know. So anyways, this guy has been just, sweeping the whole beach while we're hanging out there. And in this moment, he's like right next to where Owen is. And he's, I can see Owen, he's close, he's not far away, but
Yeah.
I'm not like directly next to him. So I'm just kind of like keeping eyes. And like my 3-year-old is sitting in a stroller. I'm not gonna just be like, oh, strangers walking by the school. I'm like, I'm gonna, keep my eyes on. So
Yeah.
it looks like I'm staring at this metal detector guy, and I'm like, I'm trying not to make eye contact. I'm like, I'm just looking at my kid, and it was just so uncomfortable because he got so close to Owen. He like was not going to deviate from his path. And so I'm like, okay, like this is awkward. And then I mentioned it to Randall later. I'm like, yeah, he goes, yeah, that guy got really close to Owen. I'm like, okay, thank you. It wasn't just me. Like, I it just was so. I was like, do I get up and move the stroller? Like, is he gonna move the stroller if he finds something? Like, what are we gonna do here? It was just so I'm just sitting there like awkwardly staring this man down.
And he was probably completely oblivious, but like, come on, dude. Like,
I'm like,
it's
can you
never a good
sweep this
idea to
area
get close
later?
to a strange child.
Just
I
like read the
mean,
room. Yeah.
yeah.
It was rough.
Oh
I was
my
like,
gosh.
okay. Yeah.
That's pretty awkward.
Yeah, it was. And of course, he was on the beach for like the next hour just doing his thing. So I was like, just don't come back. Just don't come back. Go somewhere else. Yeah.
No.
Yes. Okay.
Oh gosh.
Oh, what do you have for your recommendation?
Okay, well, the people who've told me to go to Trader Joe's will be proud of me. I finally went and
Yay.
I always say it's far away. I mean, it's not it's not I'll make the trip other places that are just as far.
Right.
I checked my friend Mark Rains makes fun of me. He's like and I'm like, okay, that probably is an excuse because I know Trader Joe's is like very it's like a cult in there, you know, like
Yes,
it's
and I
just
am
a
a member.
different environment. And so I think
Yes.
that's part of the reason. But anyway, I went and it was a lot of fun. And it was funny because I wanted to do a video of what I got, and it was super crowded the day I went. I was like, oh, but I realized I did not feel self-conscious videoing. Nobody was paying attention to me at all.
Everyone's on a
I
mission
was
here.
like, okay, they are on a mission. So anyway, but my recommendation is the flowers there. They have the
Yes.
best price bouquet of flowers.
Yep.
And they are so pretty and they
Yep.
last a really long time. And so
Yep.
I got one for myself because why not? There was a work event this week. Well, we had a meeting and two of my coworkers, we were celebrating, like one's having a birthday and one is having a baby. And I was like, I'm driving all the way back to Trader Joe's to get some flowers. So I'm now like, I feel like, you know, I've only been there a couple times, but I'm slowly, you know, making my way there. And anyways, but I just went, it's worth the trip to go
It
across
is.
town to get those flowers.
And there's just so many. And as you say, it's cult again. I'm like, yep. And I am fully invested because, like, the more I learn, like, their products, like, the people that work there, I read something that, like, a certain percentage of the employees have to, like, when they get a new product, like, they try it and it has to be popular among the employees for them to actually, like, sell it. They're not just going to go based off of this big corporate, like, oh, this is what we're making. So it makes sense when, you know, it's a running joke that every time you go to Trader Joe's and you check, they're like, oh, this one's so good. Like, they genuinely mean it because they have to really stand behind their products, which I love. I also love, I learned this recently, everything, and I'm not super, like, aware of this usually, but nothing in Trader Joe's has, like, the red dyes in it. Like, everything is dye free, which is really nice. And shout out to the Trader Joe's in, I don't know which one it is specifically, but long story short, recently my grandma had had an injury and had to be in, like, a facility to physically rehab, and the local Trader Joe's would donate all of their extra flowers. And so they would do this, I feel like it was weekly or monthly, this, like, they would let all the residents there, like, make bouquets out of their, you know, they all had their own vases and they would do this, like, flower arrangement class. So I just know that Trader Joe's does a lot of those kind of cool things, but definitely
That's
agree, their
awesome.
flowers are the best. I'm not a big, like, flower person, but I'm like, when we're there and I'm like, hey, it's $5 just to kind of keep a nice bouquet in the house. Yeah, no, I
I
love
know. I
Trader
just
Joe's.
bought myself one. I'm like,
Sure, yeah.
but it was funny. This is a side note, but when I checked out, you know, the cashiers are always. So I got
They are.
this older kind of hippie looking guy,
Yep.
and I've got some of the kitty cookies,
Yes.
and so he
Ugh.
scans. He's like, oh, I used to buy these for when my boy was little, and
Yep.
I told him, you know, they're for people. But he didn't believe me. He thought they were just for cats. So our whole family would eat in front of him, but he still wouldn't eat them. And then he's going on, and then he goes, "Hey, they should make little people cookies for cats." And then he calls the bagger over, and they're having this whole conversation. And my mind's just like, and I had just come from the hospital from my long day with my father-in-law,
My God.
and I'm already over
That's, like,
stimulated
the
now.
most Trader Joe's
I was like,
experience ever.
okay, wow.
I
It was
love
just
it.
funny. I laugh at it now, but
Yes.
yeah. But
Yeah.
anyway,
Oh,
so
man.
yay!
That's so
All
good.
that to say, yay! Their flowers are definitely worth the drive.
Yes.
So,
Yes.
all right, what's your
Oh, man.
recommendation?
Okay. So my recommendation is Ancestry.com. So for Christmas, my mom had gotten my dad, like, a 3-month subscription or something. We have a lot of, I don't know, I'm sure you've seen it. Like, there's a lot of family history documents. Like, our extended family and distant family has kept up really well on a lot of those things. So my dad has always had that paperwork. So he went on to Ancestry.com to just see, okay, what can I find and all sorts of stuff. And so as he was looking at it, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna see what I can do. And I just did the free trial. It's like a 2 week, didn't have to pay anything. You put your name in, it pulls anything from public records. So, like, birth records, then it has my parents' name. So then it's like, oh, there's all your parents' stuff. Their birth records has their, I mean, it went back. I didn't have to pay, I didn't have to do a lot of work, and it pulled back, I mean, generations, generations, generations. Like we found people's like draft cards. We found like some of the
Wow.
immigration documents from our, it would have been your mom's grandpa. Like, I mean, just crazy stuff.
Wow.
It was so interesting and so cool.
Huh.
And we had so much fun. Like we
That's
got,
cool.
I found like my dad's yearbooks are on there. Like all of the pages scanned from his high school yearbook. So I was like, Dad, look what I found. So he looks, and you know, my dad's not a super like sentimental guy. He sat for like 10 minutes and was like flipping through, and he's like, oh, remember the story when we did such, this was this guy and this was
Oh,
this, like it was a really special. And then he
that's so
called
cool.
his mom, your mom, grandma. It's weird
Yeah.
when we're talking about people. I'm like,
You were,
you know, whoever it is. And talked to her, and then she came over a couple weeks later, and I was there. I just sat and listened to them. He was getting some information verified with her about, you know, some family details, and just hearing all the stories, and it just like created a really cool couple of interactions, and just
That's
like
neat.
maintaining and learning that family history, and it was really cool. So
That's awesome.
again, you can get the 2 weeks for free, and you actually get a good amount from it. I even pulled that I put Randall's name in, so then I pulled some of his family. I mean, it's just it's a neat just a really cool resource, because again, you think about it, all of that's public record. So
Yeah.
birth records, marriage license, census, like the census data. I think the US Census, they have like from 19, I know they have 19, 20, 30, 40, 50, and 60. I think like the physical written out, this, it was just cool to see all of that stuff. But yeah, it's, there's a lot on there. So if you have
That's
any, if
really cool.
you're curious about your family history
Yeah.
or heritage, or, you know, and some stuff I knew, some stuff I didn't, like, oh, that's cool. I never would have known
Huh.
that this person did this, or, you know, was from this place, whatever. But it was
Yeah.
really cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
It sounds like
Yeah.
this fun to reminisce,
Yes,
especially
I
as
love
you
it.
get older.
Yep.
Little more to reminisce about, but
Yeah. But yeah,
anyway.
fun.
Well,
All
this was a
right.
good. I
I
think
know. Getting back into the swing of it.
we yes, and we hope we won't be have big of a gap this next time, but
Yes,
with the holidays and
yes.
everything,
Yep.
we'd
I
have
think
a much needed little
we've learned to
break.
just
And
plan the break instead of, oops, let's push it off a week. Oops, let's push it off another week. We just know that it's our little bit of a breather. And yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
So great. Well, thanks guys for
Yeah.
tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. Music for Just an Introvert podcast is by Jesse Miller. You can find us on Instagram at Just an Introvert Pod and on X at Introvert Pod 19. You can email us at justanintrovertpod@gmail.com. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to give us a 5-star review. We'll see you next time.